Carrie Kelly is Associate Director of the University of Utah's Program for Air Quality, Health, and Society. She says her role is to make sure this game is backed up by scientific evidence. But here's one of the ideas they're considering.
Someone's the mayor of a city, and they're passing new rules about what people can and can't do, or maybe they're changing traffic patterns and looking at unintended consequences. We're going to kind of let the arts and entertainment folks run us through their process and develop the game that we think is going to be most engaging to the audience.
Roger Altizer is overseeing the project. He's director of game design and production in the university's Entertainment Arts and Engineering program. In the next few weeks, he'll be assembling a team of graduate students to design the game, which he says will target high school students in Utah.
We know that the policymakers of tomorrow are in high school today. And so we know that this is a problem that's going to take a long time to solve, and that's who we want to educate about this.
Altizer says games educate people in a different way than books or videos do.
Being able to interact with information, being able to play with information, allows you to have a deep understanding of it, and it allows you to approach it in your own manner.
The project is funded by a $40,000 grant from the Utah Clean Air Partnership, or UCARE, which Utah Governor Gary Herbert created in 2012 to come up with solutions to the state's poor air quality. The money will be used to pay the students who create the game, which will be free of charge to the public. The Utah Division of Air Quality, the Utah Health Department, and Breathe Utah are also involved in the project. Whitney Evans, KUER News.